This is Donna Shelton from the UALR Institute on Race and Ethnicity interviewing Deborah Manfredini.
Manfredini,
apologize. The date is July 20th, 2012. The time is 12:15 p.m. Deborah, can you please state for me the town and city, county and state in which you currently reside?
I live in Sherwood, Arkansas, Pulaski County, Arkansas.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
Off and on, 34 years. I've only moved away once in 34 years.
34 years, okay. Tell us a little bit about your background growing up.
I grew up in the military. My father was a career Air Force sergeant and lived mostly in the north, Illinois. We're originally all from Chicago. Northern California, we spent 3.5 years in Okinawa and then went to Idaho. And then when I was 13, we ventured south for the first time and moved to Smyrna, Tennessee, where I eventually graduated from high school. And then I moved to Los Angeles for 9 years on my own, and then my parents had been transferred here when I graduated, and I came to visit them after about 9 years, and I loved it so much I moved here too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So what was it about Arkansas that made you love it so much?
It was, in the contrast to L.A., there was real people. Real sky, blue sky, not smog. There was a real river instead of a cement ditch, like, you know, the L.A. River is, you know, nothing but a big old cement ditch. It's a little trickle down the middle. And I was tired of it all. I was just tired of all the plastic, the plasticity of L.A. compared to the realness of Arkansas. And Bill Clinton, who was running for governor for the first time, and I thought, this was somebody who was up and coming, so...
Well, since you were so young when you moved to the South, you said you were 13?
I was 13.
Did you notice any differences when you lived in other places versus the South?
Yes. Before we even moved here, my father, we were still in Idaho, sat us down. We grew up in the Air Force where the only differences between people were rank. And that was something you earned. You know, it was, you know, based on your effort. But everybody lived the same, had the same housing, they shopped the same place, everything was the same. But when we started, Dad got his orders to come to Tennessee, he sat us all down and said, now look, this is what you're going to see, this is what's going on. This was 1966. He said, you are going to see, people call other people names. We are Catholic, we're Italians, they don't like either one, you know, but they're also going to see other people treated badly. And he says, I want you girls, I have my sisters and I, to know that unless you don't treat anyone or call names, if you don't want people doing that to you, then you do not do it to others. And then he tried to explain what was going on with the race issues and everything else. And our eyes just got bigger and bigger because we had never experienced it or even heard this language. And so we were kind of nervous about moving south. We, you know, and the first questions we got asked is, where do you go to church? You know, what is your background? Who are you? And then, you know, we always went to schools where the government sponsored schools. So DOD, Department of Defense schools, we were already integrated. You know, by the time we went to schools, there was no, but there still was tension. Of course, we saw that. And my sisters and I were just blown away, you know, because, you know, and you couldn't even stop and make friends or talk to somebody without, and your other classmates going, you can't talk to her. And that's just, why not? You know, because on base, our neighbors who shared a duplex with us were African American. So what do you mean? I can't talk to their child I live next door to on the other side of the wall. I can't talk to them at school. Doesn't make sense. So, yeah, it was different.